thinking about the world's problems leave you hopeless? Are you tired of feeling like there's nothing we can do? Well, you're in the right place, because this is the official Building a Better World podcast. And now, here's your host, co-author of Building a Better World in Your Backyard, Instead of Being Angry at Bad Guys, Sean Clausen-Coop.
Hello and welcome to episode number 5 of the Building a Better World podcast. My name is Sean Clausen-Coop, and thank you so much for tuning in today. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to what I have to say. I hope that it's helpful for you and that you enjoy it. In the last episode, I talked about the Wheaton Eco Scale, which is a tool for understanding why there are sometimes frustrations and difficulties when talking to other people about environmental problems and solutions. And this understanding can help us move forward and solve problems. So if you're interested in that, feel free to check out the last episode if you haven't already. In this episode, I'm going to talk about home heating and how we can drastically reduce our home heating bills by potentially as much as 90%, saving hundreds and hundreds of dollars. But before I get into that, I just want to thank everyone who's purchased the book. I appreciate the support. I hope that it's been helpful. And if you haven't purchased the book or haven't read the book yet, feel free to head out to buildingabetterworldbook.com where you can learn a little bit more and see if there's something you're interested in purchasing. Now, so today's episode, I want to talk about heat. And the reason that I want to talk about heat is because home energy usage is an important part of our carbon footprint and also our toxic footprint, because a lot of the ways that we generate electricity are rather bad for the environment in that way too. So in terms of household energy usage, heat in a cold climate is about 2/3 of home energy usage. The numbers I saw for like the average of the United States, I think was 42%. And then for a cold climate, 66%, 65% around there. So it's huge, and it's extremely important that we talk about how to make a significant impact on this instead of just a minor impact. And in order to do so, I want to talk a little bit again about how this is also voting with your wallet, right? We talked about that in episode 3. If you're frustrated about the fracking for natural gas, or you're frustrated about hydro dams destroying ecosystems or relocating indigenous populations, if any of that frustrates you, then the best way to make progress on those problems is to stop paying the people causing the problem. And so we're going to explore how to stop paying the energy companies to heat your home as much. And as a plus side, you can hopefully save yourself a bunch of money that you can use for something else. Getting into it now, the three different types of heat I want to talk about are conductive, radiant, and convective. So conductive is when you're touching something hot. So if you put your hand on the element of your stove, it's really hot. But if you put your hand just a couple inches above the element, it's usually not too bad. And that's radiant heat. So that's taking the radiant heat off of that. Another way to think about it is if you're at a campfire and you're facing the campfire and it's kind of cold outside, the front half of you might be warm, but the back half won't be. And so you kind of have to do that like standing rotisserie thing in order to stay warm out there. And that's because the radiant heat is coming from the fire and it's not touching the other side of you. And then the third kind of heat is convective heat. And convective heat is the most inefficient form of heat transfer. And the idea of convective heat is that we have to heat something else to heat the thing we want to heat. So in most cases, and this is how most homes are heated in the Western world, we heat air, often in a basement, not always, and then we blow it throughout the entire house, all this heated air, with the hopes that some of that heated air is going to go touch a person and then warm up that person. And this is super inefficient. And what I want to talk about now is focusing on heating the things that need heating. So obviously, the pipes can't freeze. Big bad things happen when the pipes freeze. Food. We don't want the food to freeze unless it's in the freezer. Fair enough. And, you know, generally keeping the house above zero helps, you know, deal with some problems. But besides that, we don't really need, you know, my book doesn't care if it's 5 degrees or 20 degrees. My computer mostly doesn't care. You know, my couch doesn't really care either. It's I who cares. And that's what we want to talk about here, focusing on heating the person rather than heating the space. And a good way to do this, and this is what Paul Wheaton, my co-author, did, is he turned the temperature in his home down to 50 Fahrenheit. And for those of you who don't know the Fahrenheit thing, fair enough. Pretty cold, like uncomfortably cold inside a house. Certainly not freezing, but you wouldn't enjoy having your temperature set at that. And then, so Paul spends a lot of his time sitting at a desk. So what he did is he put a whole bunch of micro heaters at his desk so that instead of heating the whole, all of the air in the whole home, he heated, he put a radiant heater like right by his hands, and for his feet, he used the convective heat of a dog bed heater, or a conductive heat of a dog bed heater. He put a nice incandescent light bulb right above his head for the radiant heat of that, and just a couple more things like that, and he was able to stay comfortably warm in his house despite it being only 50 degrees Fahrenheit inside the rest of the house. And obviously, not everyone spends their whole day sitting at a desk. Fair enough. I'm not saying you should. But we can take these ideas and apply them more broadly. And so we talk in the book about how for the bedroom, like your bedroom doesn't really need to be warm until you need it, right? And so what we suggest in the book is taking a little bit of a timed mattress heater. You can get those on Amazon for pretty cheap, I think. And so you basically plug it in or set it to go for half an hour before you're ready to go to bed. And then your bed can be nice and toasty when you are ready to turn in for the night. Another idea that I've implemented, I've taken hot water bottles into bed with me, and that's made a humongous difference when it's been cold in my house. So that's another way to go. Just depends what feels best for you there. We also have a couple other ideas for, like, a lot of people spend a lot of time on their couch. And so we talked about having, well, obviously, like, a blanket is helpful, but a heated dog bed heater is a good way to keep the feet warm. And then Paul created a contraption that also puts an incandescent light bulb right above his head while he's sitting on his couch. And just by doing this, it's like way warmer than, you know, turning the heat up on the furnace. And so using techniques like this, Paul ran a whole bunch of experiments one winter where he recorded a lot of data, and he came to the conclusion that he was able to cut off 87% of his electric heat bill. Not reduce to 87, but actually remove 87% of his electric heat bill, which I think is awesome and crazy and amazing. And depending on where you live, you might need more or less of this. It might make more or less of an impact. But if you're living in a cold climate, this could easily save you $500 in a year, potentially save you $1,000, depends how good your house is. And so that's a big factor to consider. And the other thing that we talk about is that, like, this is just a concept. Just because you don't sit at the couch a lot or sit at the desk a lot doesn't mean that you can't come up with ways to implement these ideas. All it takes is a little ingenuity, thinking about how to apply these ideas. But I think that, yeah, you could probably come up with something that works for you, and maybe you won't cut 87% off. Maybe you'll be comfortable only doing 67 or 77%. But that's still a huge impact on your overall budget, as well as your home energy usage and the footprints associated with that. So I want to encourage you to give that a thought. Think about how that might work for you, and see if there's some things that you can do to move yourself towards that. And yeah, I hope that you find that interesting. In the next episode, we're going to talk about RocketMass heaters and how they can completely eliminate your electric heating or your gas heating and allow you to heat sustainably with extremely small amounts of wood. So be sure to tune in for that. And before we go, I just want to thank you again for listening. If you're interested at all in learning more about the stuff I talked about today, or contribute your own ideas or ask questions, feel free to head out to permies.com, Paul's website. There's a number of threads at the forums about this stuff, and it would be great to see you there and hear your thoughts. And that's all for today. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a great day. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more about building a better world in your backyard, saving money, and living a more luxuriant life, all without being angry at bad guys, please visit buildingabetterworldbook.com.